Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unprecedented carnage from wildfires in the western U.S. since last month has the attention of the presidential candidates, and it's amplifying the sharp contrast in their positions on climate change. Speaking in Delaware, former Vice President Joe Biden wants the U.S. to lean into global agreements to substantially address climate change.
The fury of climate change everywhere, all this year and right now. We stand with our families who have lost everything, the firefighters, the first responders, risking everything to save others.
President Trump, meanwhile, blames the fires in California and other parts of the region on poor forest management. He visits California today. Fueling the climate change debate, hurricanes. Sally could make landfall in Louisiana, which is recovering from another that struck just weeks ago. Here's WRKF's Paul Braun.
The storm is expected to impact New Orleans, where the state is still sheltering 12,000 Hurricane Laura evacuees in hotels. Sally would have to strengthen into a Category 3 hurricane to trigger evacuations from New Orleans. Governor John Bel Edwards does not expect that to happen.
We don't have the hotel rooms available elsewhere in the state, and so if we move them, in all likelihood they would move to a congregate shelter, which is not what we want to do.
The Red Cross is pre-positioning food, water, and other emergency supplies at New Orleans area hotels. For NPR News, I'm Paul Braun in Baton Rouge.
While climate change has the presidential campaign's attention, the coronavirus pandemic remains front and center this election. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
How you feel about the pandemic is now the front line of the culture war. Do you think it was once a hoax, then it was real, now it's over, which is kind of Trump's view? Or do you think that you should be socially distancing and following the administration's own guidelines about large gatherings?
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting. Well, the U.S. is confirming more than 6.5 million people have been infected or are infected with coronavirus in the U.S. More than 194,000 people in this country have died. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports even though the virus is still circulating widely, new cases are down significantly.
Over the last week or so, there have been about 35,000 new cases documented per day, which is a significant decrease compared to the 60,000 cases per day back in July. Deaths and hospitalizations are declining too, so there are signs of improvement. But the pandemic is not behind us. As we head into fall, many infectious disease experts say there's a good chance we'll see an increase in cases as people spend more time congregated inside. So experts say it's important to remain vigilant with social distancing and masking. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is NPR. Oracle and Walmart are vying to have some control over TikTok's U.S. operations. According to Chinese state television, the parent company of the popular video sharing app says it won't be selling to Oracle, but it leaves open the possibility of a partnership. Walmart had wanted to team up with Microsoft, but Microsoft has dropped out. The Trump administration has threatened to shut down TikTok in the U.S. on the grounds that its service could enable the Chinese government to spy on Americans. Two dozen states and municipalities have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's weaker limits on methane emissions from the oil industry. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that among those suing are oil and gas states led by Democrats.
California is leading the lawsuit, along with big oil and gas producing states such as New Mexico, Colorado, and Pennsylvania. Last month, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized rules that rolled back Obama-era regulations reducing climate warming methane emissions. While carbon dioxide makes up most of the greenhouse gases changing the climate, methane is more potent. Oil industry operations are the largest source of methane emissions. The Trump administration argues the limits are not needed because methane is regulated in other ways. Even the largest oil companies said the Obama-era rules should have been left in place. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 350 points, or 1.2%, at 28,016. The Nasdaq is up 1.7%. S&P is up 1.4%. This is NPR.